This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Maybe the only industry hotter than artificial intelligence right now? AI litigation. The Authors Guild is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, with writers like George R.R. Martin and Jodi Picoult among the plaintiffs. The New York Times is suing, too, OpenAI and Microsoft as well. Getty Images is suing the AI image company Stability AI. And at the heart of these cases is the allegation that those companies illegally used copyrighted works to train their AI models. The volumes and volumes of words and images produced by actual real working people that ChatGPT and DALL-E and the rest of them learn from. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on the ethics and the economy of AI training.
You know, back in the day when your mother told you to be careful about what you put on the internet because the internet is forever? Well, forever has a name, Common Crawl.
Common Crawl is a copy of the internet. It's a 17-year archive of the internet. We make this freely available to researchers, academics, and companies.
Rich Skrenta heads the nonprofit Common Crawl Foundation. Since 2007, it's saved 250 billion web pages, all as downloadable data files. Until recently, some of its biggest users were academics, exploring topics like online hate speech. And then generative AI came along.
I've been told by researchers that LLMs would not exist if it were not for Common Crawl.
LLMs stand for large language models, the algorithms behind AI like ChatGPT. LLMs need to ingest huge chunks of text to learn the rhythm and structure of language so they can write your term paper or wedding vows for you. Google, Meta, and OpenAI all use versions of Common Crawl in their early AI research. So, I asked Grant what a lot of journalists are wondering these days. Am I in there?
I hope so. Don't you want to be?
Maybe not, if it means my write-up about the trade deficit teaches a robot how to write about the trade deficit.
I mean, it would be a shame if you weren't.
Unless your 2009 Glee fan fiction blog is paywalled or has code telling Common Crawl to avert its eyes, it's pretty likely to be in there, although there's no easy way to look it up. After ChatGPT came out, Skrenta says there's been a big jump in requests to be removed from Common Crawl, which he says is misguided. Even if you never consented for your copyrighted work to be ingested by robots,
you posted your information on the internet intentionally so that people could come and see it. And robots are people too.
Hey, just like corporations. Now, Common Crawl isn't the only text used to train AI. Researcher Luca Soldani at the nonprofit Allen Institute for AI says we used to know a lot more about what training data tech companies used, but that was before OpenAI got a $100 billion valuation.
It's not in their interest to tell us what's in there, both from a competitive advantage, legal point of view.
I asked a bunch of the big AI companies, OpenAI, Meta, Anthropic, whether any of my work was being used to, I don't know, feed my replacement robot. Only Google responded, basically saying it couldn't confirm or deny, but that web publishers can opt out of future AI training data. Soldani says if companies were forced to retrain their current AI models without copyrighted work, it would be incredibly costly and time-consuming.
I would be shocked if it's less than months. Typically, one of these big model runs takes a few months.
And without all that copyrighted work to learn from, the AI might just stink. Tech companies say taking copyrighted material to train AI is legally fair use, that AI systems should be able to read and learn from the internet just like humans do. But beyond the legal debate, there's also an ethical one.
Every single creator among us has grown up in the full knowledge and in the full acceptance that when we create and when we put that out in the world, people will learn from that.
Ed Newton Rex is the founder of the startup Fairly Trained.
We did not come into the game expecting large corporations to scrape that, train on it, create these scalable systems. None of this is part of the social contract.
Fairly Trained certifies AI systems that only use training data licensed or approved by human creators. Newton Rex hopes the certification will allow consumers to decide which AI systems reflect their values, kind of like a fair trade sticker for robots.
I don't think people realize that when they use something like ChatGPT, they are using a model trained in this way and trained on lots of people's output without their consent, often without their knowledge and without any compensation.
He says he doesn't see any point to having your work in an AI model unless you're getting paid for it. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.